Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I always liked the actor Cary Grant. He was from my mom and dad's generation, a super handsome, sophisticated, intelligent character on and off screen. His early movies, he's really a slapstick comedian, and at some point, he becomes known as a sophisticated gentleman. And he attributes it partly to an interaction he had with Mae West, and they talked about his career. And he also talked about how at some point he decided he was a sophisticated gentleman and he became it. He started thinking of himself that way and he became it. Today I want to talk to you about how powerful you are as a creator. You can become anything you want. In the last few years, I have become a serial entrepreneur. I was a high school art teacher. What did it take for me? I had to let go some of the things I thought about myself and some of the ways of being or characteristics that I embodied. And I had to pick up other ones, and I had to believe it was possible. I have a sister I've talked about a couple of times. She used to be shy, and in college she decided to meet somebody every day. And if you met her today, she is absolutely gregarious. I'm sure most of you think that you were born a certain way. And I've heard a lot of people say this, and I used to believe it. I used to think, well, this is who I am. And it was a culmination of titles and labels people gave me based on my behavior or things that they witnessed. And those things can pigeonhole you and keep you in a spot. I hear my clients say things like, I'm a procrastinator, I'm a perfectionist, I'm depressed, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. And then I hear some people say, that's who I am, that's how I am. What if you could change anything that you didn't like about yourself? That's a characteristic way of being. And you could learn new ways of being, because that's what's possible. When you look at your vision and what you are creating right now for yourself, you get to look at what you are open to learning to become that next chapter, to become successful in that next chapter. So I have gone from being a teacher to a serial entrepreneur by picking up new qualities. And they're authentic to me. Who knows what your ultimate possibilities are in this life as this being that you are. I'm beginning to think that you could become anything that you're willing to be open to becoming. Today I want you to go through the way that you act, the way that you are, the way that you show up, and look at the characteristic ways of being that pigeonhole you or that keep you back, and make a list of those. This will become a list. I want you to put a heading at the top that says things I'm moving away from, characteristic ways of being I am moving away from. You could write letting go of on top of that one. And then I want you to have another column of ways of being that you are adopting and adapting in your life that are going to take you into the next level of your creating. In one of our recent workshops, we did a vision exercise, and I had people really feel and look at their future, the ways of being that they were embodying. And the words that came up were things like confident, joyful, curious, intelligent, focused. I didn't hear any words like fearful, uncertain, skeptical. I didn't hear any of those types of words. Motionless. So I want you to go through and make a list of the ways of being that you are going to embody in your powerful future. And then you get to start becoming those. You get to start thinking of yourself in that way. Confident, organized, focused, determined, resourceful, playful, joyful, collaborative. And then go into the Facebook page and post those. What some of you don't realize is when I ask you to post and you do it, it supports you in proclaiming and stepping into the exercise. So it takes it beyond a passive phase and makes it active. So let's see I challenge you to post today what you're leaving behind and what you're stepping into on the Facebook page. Have a beautiful day.